You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's the back end of a doubleheader between the Royals and Mariners. Seattle won the first game. KC looking for the split. They send Jake Junis to the hill. Pick it up third inning. 1-0 Seattle. Whit Merrifield at the dish facing Erasmo Ramirez.
Whit jumps on a breaking ball. Deep to left field. Gone. He has homered in both games of the doubleheader.
I think I'm going to have 9 eggs tomorrow morning.
What a stroke for Whitley. And it should. Deep to right field. Melky has his first home run as a Royal this year.
Melky, welcome to the home run club with the Royals. How about that? That's beautiful.
Runs all with two outs in the third. And Hosmer drills it deep into center field. And gone. And the Royals have hit 3 home runs against Ramirez today.
Unloads Haas with his homer, 17th.
Back through the middle, and that will drive in 2. It was a rough game 1 for Hosmer, but he's made up for it in the second game with a home run, 2 runs scored, and 3 RBIs.
That's right, and credit Whitley and Locane for the double steal. And then you really got to find out who you are. Look at that, nice pitch.
So that's a career high 7 strikeouts for Junis, a career high 8 innings. Strike 3 over the inside. And for the third time this year, it is a doubleheader split for the Royals. After losing game 1 8-7, the Royals dust themselves off. They bounce back and they win the second game 9-1.
The Royals earn a split of their doubleheader with the Mariners on Sunday. Manager Ned Yost spoke after.
Spectacular. I mean, really had his good secondary stuff today. Spotted his fastball extremely well, but his curveball and slider were, I mean, his A curveball and slider. You know, he was getting easy outs. He managed his pitch count great. You know, I think he retired like the last 19 hitters that he faced. He just was a big boost for us. You know, a doubleheader can take a big toll out of your bullpen. And, you know, Danny fighting, you know, to get through his innings today was big because it saved us a reliever or two. And Jake getting through 8 was, you know, put us in a good spot for tomorrow. You look at these games, of course, doubleheaders we talked about, they're tough, right? But Danny did a great job of getting us through the game only using 3 relievers. I think they had to use 6. So, you know, going into the second game, I felt like, you know, we were going to be in, you know, pretty good spot if we could get to Ramirez a little bit. You know, you got Jake coming up, and you're right. I mean, you kind of expect Danny to go out and pitch the 8 and Jake to give you a strong 5 or 6. But, again, it's a funny game sometimes.
Jake Junis, a strong effort. He gets the win, allowing just 1 run in 8 innings of work. He talked to the media after the game.
I felt like I hit a stride around the 5th inning to where there was getting some quick outs and some quick innings and a lot of momentum, and it just carried. I just wanted to go out and go deep in the game and try and give our bullpen a little bit of a break. And thankfully, the offense stepped up and the defense played great, and we did that. We accomplished that.
Up next, the Royals begin a series against the Cardinals on Monday.